Hello everybody, this is the second story in my short series of stories from my old junior school exercise book, written in 1970. It's a story about a summer holiday that goes a bit wrong, and it features three friends on holiday in a boat. Reading this story has put me in mind of an actual holiday I went on as a child. It was a family holiday and we went to Greece in a car. Greece is quite a long way away, and at that time, which I think was 1965, there weren't any motorways. So the holiday actually took a long time. I think we were away for 5 or 6 weeks. This is probably a story for another day, but I think this may well have been the holiday that taught me that sometimes holidays don't always go to plan. The disastrous holiday. "I'm just dying for a cup of tea, Harris," said George.
"I suppose you want me to make it," remarked Harris.
"If you please," was the only answer. As Harris never washed the teapot out before he made tea, he forgot about the butter, which was in the bottom of the teapot, and put the tea leaves on top of it. When the kettle had boiled, Harris poured the water into the teapot and poured the tea into George's cup. George took one sip of the tea and spat it out over the side of the boat.
"What have you put in this tea?" he said.
"Oh, just the normal thing," said Harris, and he made a list of each item, counting on his fingers. Just at that moment, Jerome said, "Where on earth is the butter? I want a sandwich, but I can't find it anywhere." All the boys shouted, "The teapot!" Jerome and George carried on talking. "Why didn't you look?" they questioned, still shouting. "Now we have no butter." In the afternoon, the boys decided to go and have tea on the riverbank. They were all feeling a bit stupid, and they decided to rope the boat to a tree near the bank and swim the rest of the way. It wasn't until they dived in that Harris remembered that he couldn't swim, and he started to shout and panic. This made the others remember, and they quickly swam over to him. With a bit of a struggle, they fished Harris out and sat him on the bank. Harris was not hurt in the least, but he was still very frightened. So they stopped talking about the famous people that had drowned, although it really was quite interesting, and talked about something quite different. The three boys had two more days just like this, but with different accidents. They were going to stay for a week, but in the end, they decided to stay for only 3 days. The end.